is CPR News. I'm Joanne Allen. State lawmakers are rushing to wrap up this year's session sometime this evening. They've approved dozens of new laws, including giving the state more control over some health insurance plans, banning plastic bags and styrofoam containers, and ending the policy of suspending driver's licenses for unpaid fines. It was quite the impasse at the Westminster City Council meeting last night. CPR's Paolo Schalzeta explains.
The town's six city councilors tried, and I mean tried, to fill the vacant seventh seat on the council, but were unable to reach an agreement. The meeting lasted 2.5 hours and went through 99 rounds of voting, but no candidate received a majority vote. Voters will now have to choose a seventh councilor in a November special election. The council is composed of one mayor and 5 members. It's evenly split along party lines. I'm Paolo Schalzeta, CPR News.
A new member of the Postal Service's Board of Governors said the agency was not ready to deal with the volume of packages workers delivered during the pandemic. Former Denver clerk Amber McReynolds tells Colorado Matters that their technology and training are behind the curve, but that the Postal Service was underutilized in the federal response to COVID-19.
They're already delivering to every household. Why wasn't there a guide about testing or a guide about vaccines delivered to every single household as part of the pandemic response?
Red flag warning till 9 tonight for Grand Junction, Western Slope, and the Roaring Fork Valley because of conditions being ripe for wildfires.